This slide depicts the process of putting together an executable C program. In this particular example, we have two source files. They're at the second level from the top there, namely S1.c and S2.c. Each of these source files includes a couple of header files. In other words, just other files that have some code in them, and we want to compose our program along with those. And in particular here, we've got the source file S1.c, including F1.h and F2.h. And then also S2 includes F2.h and F3.h. Just imagine that this is a project of your own. You know, you have a couple of main modules, as it were, and you've divided them into a couple of files, but each of these files is including things that are defined elsewhere, and in particular F2, since it's being included in both places, you don't want to have to type that separately in the two source files, so you put it into its own file. The types of things that go into header files are mainly just function declarations, which are functions without a body, which just identify the function, its name and return type, and any other information that's necessary. And those are the types of things that you just want to type once and then just reuse them as necessary. But the fundamental compilation unit, that is the thing that gets compiled from source code into machine code, is the combination of that source file and its included text from any files that it chooses to include. So you would compile S1.c. The compiler will automatically open and read the information in the header files that are being included, and the entire result gets put out in an object file. So here we have S1.object, or OBJ, and S2.obj. The extension OBJ, of course, is platform dependent. This is what you typically get from compilers in the DOS Windows world. If you're using Unix, it'll be .o. In any case, once everything is compiled, then it needs to be linked together and made ready to execute. So that's the final result, is an executable file. And in this case, I've called it prog.exe.